Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord, and welcome back as we continue with our first fruits episode. God bless you. We love you all.
We must not have liked sweets because I surmise here that somehow Jonah must have started singing, "He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know." And storms and winds may blow. And God caused that fish to get sick and spit Jonah up on dry land. And that's where we get it from. He started running toward doing what God said do. And it would normally take 3 days to make it from where he was to Nineveh. But he made a 3 days journey in one. Some people say he made it across Nineveh, preaching the gospel. It would normally take 3 days, but he made it in one. Whatever the case, we do know that he made a 3 days journey one day. You can do it. Put your mind on Jesus. Start working for the Lord. And God can bless you in an ultra awesome way. Be encouraged. The Lord bless you and keep you. And make his face to shine upon you. I want to encourage anybody else. You got a son, you got a daughter. We want to try to help them. Give me a phone call. Amen. Let us try to help them too. God bless you, Mother Britt. We love you. And William, get in your word. Start reading your Bible. Start in the book of John. And read on down there until you get to that 10th chapter. Yeah. God's going to bless you in a great, great way. That if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Let me ask you something. Have you been saved, Brother William?
Yes, I have.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Have you ever received the baptism of the Holy Ghost?
No.
All right. You need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to ask my mother on tomorrow morning. Either she will do it or I haven't talked with the Lord about that, but I may do it myself. But either way, come back on the line tomorrow morning and we will be teaching on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. This is something that you truly, truly, truly need. It will cause you to miss all those mountains and valleys and hollow chasms and life, and all the void that you've had. It will empty all that out of your life. Come back on the line tomorrow morning. Hear this teaching on the Holy Ghost. You will be blessed, bountifully blessed, in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Thank you so much for your testimony. The Lord delivered you. It made me want to shout. Lord bless you and keep you. All right. Let me move here this morning. Do we have an assistant who will get the prayer request? If so, jump in there now. If not, I will get them. All right. Anybody?
I'll take the prayer request today, Dr. Johnson.
All right. Go ahead, Dr. Stern.
Well, praise the Lord, people of God. This is prayer time, and always a good time to pray, but early morning prayer is something about early morning prayer that God is in the midst of it a little bit thicker. Amen. Rise up early in the morning to pray. We're at the point that we're asking for our prayer requests this morning. I want to be the first this morning while I'm there. I want to continue to pray. I have a brother. Amen. That been praying for him all night. He's been really sick with shingles and hypertension, and it seems as if there is nothing they can do to really relieve the pain. His name is Evangelist Edward Wellington, lives in Florida.
Evangelist Edward what?
Ellington. That's my maiden name, Ellington.
Ellington.
Ellington, like Sister Gloria Ellington's last name?
Yes. Oh, we got it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else with a praise report? Anyone else, because it's going to be a praise report, but anyone else with a prayer request this morning?
Evangelist
Gloria Ellington.
Mother Johnson calling.
Excuse me, I heard Evangelist Gloria Ellington. Am I right?
Yes.
praise the Lord. I heard you call my name, and I do have a prayer request. I'm so happy to hear that testimony of Mr. Williams. It just was wonderful. I have a prayer request. My car, I need a new car, and also I have an event coming up for our Mother's Day event, and I just pray for divine order and that everything work out for me. I'm having some challenges with members, et cetera, but I know God is able.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Gloria Ellington, and we're praying for divine order, which is God's order. Amen. God bless you. Anyone else? I heard someone else. Amen.
God bless you. Mother Duncan calling. Amen. From Chicago, Illinois. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
You're clear. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you, Dr. Williams. Amen. And to all of the saints on the prayer line, amen. I thank God for Jesus. The Lord is good, and he's worthy of all of our praises. Amen. And my prayer request this morning is that, amen, I have two people I want to put on the prayer line. One is Sister Linda Frazier. Amen. She fell and broke her shoulder bone. Amen. And she had surgery on it. And she's healing, and she's in a nursing home. Please pray for her that the Lord will give her a speedy recovery, and she'll be back home real soon. Linda Frazier. Amen. And the other young lady, her name is Helen. She lost her brother down in Denver, Colorado, and she's down there now for the home-going service. So pray for her that the Lord will give them strength, amen, as they go through with the home-going service of her brother. Her name is Helen. God bless you. We love you all.
We love you too, Mother Duncan, and God bless you this morning.
Thank you.
Anyone this morning? With a
good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Sheila 860. I'm gonna ask God to just lay everything that I had intentional to ask for Brother Williams, the one that just came up for gave us his testimony. I'm just asking prayer for Brother Williams right now. He needed. He needs to have strengthened, and I'm asking God to just do what he say he's going to do for Brother Will. That's Mother Brick's son that just was up there. God, just forget about me today and think about Brother Williams because he needs you strongly. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Sheila, and your request is granted. Amen. Anyone else this morning with a prayer request?
This is Sister Lucille. And I'm asking the saints to just pray for me. I'm trying to take care of my dad, and I'm not feeling good myself.
All right. We certainly will pray for your strength. Amen. That it fails you not. Amen. God bless. Anyone else with a prayer request this morning? You're on the line.
This is Evangelist Scroggins. I'm asking for two unspoken requests, and I'm also asking that the Lord would release my finances so I can meet my obligations that I've made into the prayer line, that I would be a blessing just as God put it in my spirit. And I know it's going to happen because things are starting to, when things get out of control and things just get so discombobulated, I know God is up to something. So I'm just praying his strength that he get me through it so that I can get through the blessings that I have made the request known unto. And just challenge everyone else that said that they would send in money for the prayer line or finances to continue to, that we would meet together this summer coming up. So God be the glory. I'm just praying for that that'd be a great success just as well. Remember me, Evangelist Scroggins, my children, as well as my husband. God bless everybody.
All right. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Anyone else this morning with a prayer request? Anyone else? This is the First Fruit Prayer Line. Amen. And we're here to pray for you, one for another. We want to take your prayer requests while the Spirit of the Lord is high. Anyone else this morning with a prayer request?
Excuse me. I'd like to request prayer for the Kirkman family that lost their nephew and his funeral is the 3rd of April. I want to request prayer for that family.
All right. Who am I listening to? I'm sorry. I didn't get your voice, your name.
Oh, this is Mother Digby, and I'm requesting prayer for the Kirkman family that lost the nephew, and his funeral is the 3rd of April.
Kirkland family?
Yeah, Kirkman, K-I-R-K-M-A-N, Kirkman family.
All right, I got it, Mother Digby. Excuse me, I have it. Amen.
All right,
all right. God bless you. And someone else, I heard a gentleman's voice, a brother.
Yes, this is Brother Lawson, Stillwater, Oklahoma, 405. And I'm asking prayer for my wife. She's made it through surgery. We're back home, but God has really blessed her to come through the surgery good, and asking for prayer this morning. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Amen. We're at 7 requests, Dr. Johnson. Do you want me to continue?
No, let's go in prayer now.
All right. Anyone feel led to pray this morning? We're at the hour of prayer. Amen. We don't want to be selfish in our praying. Amen. Anyone, if not anyone, give you a chance. Anyone feel led to pray? Otherwise, I'll go into prayer. Well, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence this morning, because in your presence is fullness of joy. And we come this morning, O God, starting out the fresh week, O God, in your presence with First Fruit Prayer Line. And we come, O God, and ask that you will forgive us of our sins, our trespasses, anything that we've done that has been against your will, O God. We come with a grateful and a humble heart to ask of your forgiveness and mercy. And now, God, we want to tap into the spirit realm, O God, that our prayers may be heard in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you for Monday morning, oh, God. It's a good thing to wake up in the morning praising your name and to know that we are clothed in our right mind and you're deserving of the praise, God, and we thank you for it. Now, God, we just thank you for First Fruit Prayer Line, God. We bring before you this morning our leader, oh, God, your servant, oh, God, Dr. Bernard Johnson. Oh, God, we pray that you just keep on blessing him. Restore him from the weekend, oh God, for where he has done great works in your name, oh God, and replenish his spirit, oh God. Oh God, we pray that you will continue to keep your loving arms of protection wrapped around him, oh God, for we know that the enemy is busy, but yet and still, God, you're still good, and we thank you for that this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, it's helped me. Oh, God, touch Lady Betty, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her indeed. Enlarge their territory, like the book of Jabez say, enlarge, increase is on them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the children. Touch the daughter and the grandchildren, Lord. Remember, oh, God, this morning, amazing grace, oh, God. Touch this morning, we pray, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, everything that is hands that you've given him to do, oh God, we pray right now, God, that it keeps on being magnified in your name. Increase it, enlarge it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The blog, oh God, First Fruit Prayer Line, those that are on here for the first time, God, we pray, oh God, that they will be blessed, oh God, by what is being said through the power of God this morning, in the name of Jesus. Those that are on mute, we pray for them this morning, and those, oh God, that do not say anything but receiving, we pray, oh God, that you would bless them indeed. Oh God, look upon Mother Johnson, oh God, the mother to the nation. We thank you for Mother Johnson, and we thank you, oh God, that we're seeing in this last day that you're using her like never before, and that's why we pray collectively, oh God, that you keep an umbrella of protection around her in the name of Jesus. Oh God, keep on anointing her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. And we thank you, oh God, and we want her to know that we're receiving it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that her labor truly is not in vain. And we thank you this morning for the first family in the mighty name of Jesus. And now, God, we come praying this morning, oh God, we lift up, oh God, the prayer for Evangelist Gloria Ellington this morning. morning. Oh, God, touch her this morning with the cords of your love. Oh, God, we thank you for her this morning. And we pray, oh, God, that you would bless her with the car, oh, God. She's in need of a car, God, and you're not afraid to bless her. We pray, oh, God, that you just touch, oh, God, and give her the right transportation that she need, in a, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray right now for the event for the Mother's Day that is approaching. And, God, we rebuke the enemy on her behalf in the name of Jesus. And we pray for the divine order, oh, God. Oh, God, we believe you, oh, God, that everything will be all right, God, because it's only a test, Lord. And she will pass the test, oh, God. She will not faint in well-doing, oh, God, and not be weary in well-doing. And just let her keep her eyes focused and look to the hills for which cometh her help. A help coming from you, O God, which made heaven and earth. O God, this morning we thank you for Mother Dunklin, O God. We thank you for the woman of God, for the mother of Zion. And, O God, as she placed before you this morning on this prayer list, O God, Sister Linda Frazier, O God, remember her this morning with the broken shoulder. O God, you could put it back in place, O God, without any pain, without any hurt. We know, O God, that there is a process, and the process that we will get victory on the end. Oh, God, touch Sister Linda Frazier this morning, and remember her friend this morning, Sister Helen, Lord God. Oh, God, for the loss of her brother, the home going. Oh, God, we pray today, oh, God, that you would bless them, oh, God, and strengthen them. Your word saying in Ecclesiastes that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And God, one morning, it may be at noonday, it may be any time of day, but God, they're going to find that the help is on the way and it's already there in the name of Jesus. But keep that family covered by the blood of Jesus and let them look up, oh God, and not with a bowed down head. And oh God, this morning, we thank you for Sister Sheila, oh God. We pray this morning that you bless her indeed, a servant that is always thinking about someone else, Lord, and all of us should have a spirit of a servanthood in the name of Jesus. She asked this morning, oh God, that we lift up Brother Williams this morning, oh God, that came on the line with a powerful testimony. But oh God, we know that the enemy is angry, and that's why, oh God, we're asking for a covering. We're asking, oh God, for strength. We're asking, oh God, that you put the taste and the appetite in him, like Dr. Johnson instructed, oh God, that he got to get in the word, and he got to get it on his face before you, oh God, because you can keep him. But God, he got to yield to the Spirit of the Lord. Keep this man of God. We thank you for bringing him in, oh God. The prayers of his mother and the prayers of the righteous availeth much, Lord. And there's a lot of Brother Williams is out there, God. And we're praying, oh God, that the word of God and the anointing will find them back in their place in the name of Jesus. The word of God is true and righteous altogether. It said to train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they get old, they will not depart from it. Oh God, they're going to come back and they're going to come back with a strong testimony like Brother Williams, and we're praying for him today. We thank you, oh God, this morning for Sister Lucille. Oh God, you say, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And God, I feel that her burdens are heavy, Lord, but they're going to be light, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But God, we pray for her strength, and we pray, oh God, that you lift her up in the spirit, in the name of Jesus. And this is a light affliction, and God, this too will pass. Bless her daddy, oh God, and bless her siblings, oh God. Bless her children, but most of all, keep her encouraged, in the name of Jesus, that God want to use her, oh God, to be a missionary missionary right there in a family. And we thank you, oh God, for the strength of Sister Lucille. And we pray, oh God, that you lift her up even right now in prayer, that she feel a strength coming on, because your strength is made perfect in weakness, and can't nobody do it but you, God. And now, God, we lift up Evangelist Strogan. We pray for her, oh God, and build her up, Lord God, in her most holy faith, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, she'll praying that you release the finances for the ministry. And God, this is a corporate prayer. This is an on-time prayer. Oh God, we put it out there. And we know that your word will not return unto you void, but it will prosper and accomplish into the thing whereunto you sent it. And we'll send your word for the finances for First Fruit Prayer Line, for the conference and the convention that's coming forth. And we rebuke anything that come against it. I do believe, oh God, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what the goodness of the Lord has for us at the conference. We believe in you, God. We will not speak negative, but everything is positive, because the victory belongs to you. Let everything line up. Everyone that made a vow unto the Lord to send in the finances, we're going to have more than enough in the name of Jesus. But God, move on your people to be a doer of the word, and not just a hearer only. Touch Sister Strogan, her children and her family. We believe you, oh God. We're not afraid and not ashamed to tell the devil that he's a liar, that we will go forth in the name of Jesus. Remember this morning, Mother Digby. We thank you for Mother Digby, because she's always asking prayer for someone else, and that's how it ought to be, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, remember those women that you said in the Bible that labor with you in the gospel, and we're laboring in the gospel, oh God, with Dr. Johnson this morning, and we ask this morning, oh God, all the requests for Mother Digby, that you touch the Kirkman family. Remember the Kirkman family. You know them. You made them, and you know all about them, but we stretch our hands to thee. The old songwriter say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. And God, this morning, we're leaning on the everlasting arms, Lord. We thank you and we praise you. This morning, remember Brother Lawson, who called in about his wife, a praise report, Lord, that his wife came out of surgery, and she's doing well. And we thank you for it this morning. But we pray, oh God, that a mind and a bones and a spirit line up this morning. The devil don't care nothing about our healing. And that's why we have to praise you and keep the blood flowing in our spirit. Oh God, we thank you this morning because we know that you are a healer, and can't nobody heal us but you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we trust you, and we believe you. And now we thank you for every prayer request that went up spoken, and every prayer request unspoken, because God, you the author and the finisher of our faith. And now, God, I ask you to touch my brother this morning, Evangelist Ellington. Oh, God, I don't know much about shingles, but I know that you are a healer of everything, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, heal his body. They put him on morphine, but God, we want the power of the Holy Ghost to loose him, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the prayers of the righteous is more powerful strong for her than morphine, is more powerful, than Advil, Tylenol, aspirin, Bell aspirin. And God, I just believe the power of prayer can take all the pain away. You never lost a case. Touch my husband this morning. Heal his feet, Lord. Heal that foot, that he may be able to walk in a shoe again. I know you can, Lord. I've seen you heal him over and over again. I thank you, Lord God. He lost his wallet, and it was lost for 4 days. But I heard the Lord say, go back to that service station and ask that man, have he seen a wallet? And he told me, I was mopping the floor, and I heard something go against the freezer, and it went up under the freezer. He did not go to find out what it was, but the Lord kept it for 4 days just for us to get the wallet back. And Lord, I thank you because I asked you to let us find that wallet. Somebody told me, a lot of them told me to call, cancel every credit card, but I heard a still small voice say, wait. God. Praying for something, the Lord say you got to give me a chance to let it come to surface, and I thank you, oh God, it was you that instructed me what to do, and I'm praising you today, hallelujah, I thank you, Lord, this morning, for every prayer request on this list, Lord, I know it's going to be a praise report out of them all, and we give you all the honor and the glory, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank God, and amen. Back into your hands, Dr. Johnson.
Amen, amen.
Turn, my God, you're anointed to pray. You're anointed to pray. Bless you, and thank God for all of you. We'll hear you back on the prayer line again. I'm going to give you a couple minutes here. Oh, the Lord just touched my heart. And somebody else who had a prayer request, I'll take one more. If that's you, you've been waiting, you wish you had given it, that's you. Jump in there and give it now. Otherwise, I got to move. Anybody?
This is Sister Johnson in Texas. I thank God for the saints of God and for you, Dr. Johnson, and everyone. I'm asking you to turn. Thank you.